This year's SAT results are out, and Idaho high school juniors average 1,002. Now, in previous years, a student needed a score of more than 1,500 points to be considered ready for college. But this is the first year of some big changes to the test and the way it's scored. Now, the college readiness benchmark is a little over 1,000. As Adam Cottereau reports, in Idaho, that change is complicating the tracking of educational progress.
It was 2012 when Idaho started paying for almost all high school juniors to take the SAT. At the time, the State Department of Education was adamant that scores could not be compared to any previous years because before that, very few Idaho kids took the test. But the department said after a few years, scores from year to year could be used as an indication of how schools were doing. Now, Ed Department spokesman Jeff Church says they have to start over with 2016.
The comparison of the old SAT results to the new SAT is apples to oranges to a certain degree. So we will be focusing on these new results and establishing a new benchmark moving forward.
Church says statewide SAT scores are useful in measuring how schools are doing, but he cautions that they're only one tool and should not be overemphasized. Plus, he says it's important to remember that the main purpose of the test is helping individual students prepare for college, not as a statewide diagnostic. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cottereau.